Hey, everybody. Welcome back in the show. Second half hour of hour number three on this hump day, Wednesday, June 19th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line is my personal endorsed candidate, Timothy Jacobs, running for Mount Morenci County Clerk, is on the line. Good morning, Timothy.
Good morning, Randy. How's it going today?
Good, good, good. I wanted to have you on the show today because the absentee ballots start going out on Saturday. People are probably going to start getting them in their mailbox on Monday or Tuesday. What would be your final statement to the voters of Mount Morenci County regarding your clerk race?
Well, Randy, I think you've got to understand this. I'm not a politician, okay? I'm not doing this for any benefit of my own. I'm doing it for a group that asked me to come out and represent and try to make change in the county. I'm chasing my absentee ballots just like everybody else. My mailers went out yesterday, so we should be seeing those in the mail soon. You know, there's a lot of things in this county that are not good. There's fraud with elections. There's lack of cohesiveness between the Board of Commissioners and the county clerk and the sheriff. You know, my goal is to bring change. Like I said in a previous segment, you know, bring Mayberry back. We all have to work together. We have to do things the right way, and we have to hold each other accountable. One thing I want people to know is if you're driving through Mount Morenci County and you see groups of three or four signs of the same group of people running together, that's something that I'm trying to get away from. You know, I want everybody to know, no matter who I'm working with and who's working with me, our goal is to hold each other accountable. That's what has to happen first and foremost heading into this election, is you need representatives that are going to hold each other accountable. They're not going to play by the good old boys club rules of, you know, once you're in, we have to have each other's backs no matter what. That has to stop. And I want people to understand that I'm there to listen to their concerns, what they feel is important, and help in any way I can.
Well, the biggest component to any county running efficiently, in my opinion, is number one, it starts with the elections. The elections have got to be fair. They have to be secure. They have to be people that truly live in the county. Okay, not people, and I'm getting feedback in the headset. Do you have something playing in the background, radio or something?
Nope, everything is off.
Okay. We need to have secure elections where people have faith and confidence that dead people did not vote, that people that no longer live in Mount Morenci did not vote. Only people that truly are taxpayers or residents are actually voting. Then you know you get real elections, fairly done, securely done. Both the sheriff, like for example, I personally endorse Mike Carl for sheriff, because you need change. You got a sheriff that out of the last seven budgets overspent his budget five out of the 7 years. This kind of stuff, Tim, has got to stop.
Oh, absolutely, it's got to stop. And, you know, it starts August 6th. We need people to come out, voice their opinion. You know, one thing we have going, and I kind of want to touch on this, is June 30th, we have, I deemed it an eat and greet. I'm going to be purchasing pizzas from a local pizza shop in Hillman. Myself, Todd Smullenberg, Mike Carl, Sherry Eggett, all local candidates. You know, Todd obviously is running for state rep, but we're all going to be at a location at the Patchwood Plaza in Hellman, June 28th from 7 to 9 p.m. A great chance to come out. If you haven't had a chance to meet us yet, come out, ask questions, get some free pieces of pizza, you know, and honestly ask us and get the answers to these questions and find out about the change in the vision we have for the future of Mount Morenci County, the future of the District 106. All of that. You know, we need people to come out and ask these questions so that we can give them the confidence they have going into August 6th when it's voting time to make the right decisions.
Okay, now, Tim, point of clarification, I think you said June 30th, then you said June 28th. Is it going to be Friday the 28th or Sunday the 30th?
Sorry, we have two. So we have one on June 28th in Hillman at the Patchwood Plaza from 7 to 9, And then we have another one on June 30th in Atlanta, Michigan, from 1 to 4 o'clock at JD's Pizza. So we'll be doing two events that weekend. And I think that's the last of our meet and greets before the August election.
Okay, very good. So right now, both June 28th in Hillman and then Sunday, June 30th in Atlanta.
Correct.
Okay. Now, one other point that you and I have talked about before, you've been on the show before, you've read Vicki's platform, what she's running on for Antrim County Clerk. You totally agree with that platform, and that's basically something you've adopted as your platform there in Mount Morenci?
Oh, 100%. Yep, day one, we're going to start cleaning up the QVF. We're going to ensure that the 16 dead voters that voted in 2020 do not vote in 2024. You know, these are all things that we fully adopt, that we are pushing, that we plan to communicate with the township clerks as well. It has to stop. We have to be transparent and we have to be fair. That's where all of this starts.
One of the biggest problems that we're experiencing here in Antrim County is people who have moved out of the county. We know they don't live here anymore. They've contacted us, said, hey, I had my mail forwarded and I got a ballot. And it's like, I don't even live in Michigan anymore. I don't live in Antrim County. Are you going to aggressively go after those people who no longer live in Mount Morenci but are still on the QVF?
Oh, we have to. What you got to understand, too, is we have affidavits from folks that live at residences where they're receiving ballots for people that haven't lived there ever. Some of these folks, have owned property for 60 years in this county, and they're getting ballots for people at the same residence. They know nobody has ever lived there, so we have to clean that up. We had an instance, too, where there was a nursing home receiving ballots for people that were never residents of this nursing home. All these things have to be brought to light, and they have to be fixed, first and foremost.
And the current clerk, this is the same woman who came out and said that 2020 was the most secure and safe and fair election ever in the state of Michigan, especially in Mount Morenci County.
Oh, yeah, no issues whatsoever. Nothing to see, Randy. We don't have any issues in Mount Morenci County, according to the current clerk. But we all know that's a lie. We have evidence. We have, files upon files of information that we're going through, finding exactly how poor it was. Over 800 missing votes in this county. There's only 9,000 people that live in Mount Morenci County. I mean, that's like a 10%.
Yeah, 10% difference. Of your total population. Yeah.
That's huge. Yeah. There's nothing to see here.
Let me ask you this question. The election coming up, this August primary, this will be determining exactly who's going forward. Do you guys even have a Democrat opponent for clerk in November?
No, I don't even remember the last time there was a Democratic challenger for county clerk in Mount Morenci. We're very, very Republican up here. I think maybe the current incumbent has been challenged, I'd say maybe 3-4 at the most times in her 24 years. I mean, so she's not facing challenges. She's constantly running unopposed, and I don't think that's a good thing. We have to have choices for the people. We have to give them an option.
Amen. Absolutely agree with that. Well, last question I want to go, and I know you're busy. You got to get back to work, get back to the campaign trail. You said you are chasing the absentee ballots. You paid for the mailers. Those went out. I know you were having some issues at your work being a mail carrier. Did that get resolved?
It did. One of the issues was that they felt it could be a conflict of interest, with me handling ballots and people not feeling safe and secure. We went back and forth about the Hatch Act and what that all kind of dictated, and it came back that as long as I'm not campaigning during work and putting things illegally in mailboxes without postage, that I'm good to go. And I can assure you from a truth and integrity standpoint, the last thing I'm going to do is jeopardize my family's income and putting food on their table to stuff a mailbox with information without a stamp. I mean, that's just a ludicrous concept. Everything that's going to be coming out in the mailers has been paid in full to Right Strategies. They put together a great Ed and a great set of flyers or mailers for me. Looking forward to these hitting. And I think we have another one scheduled for the mid to late July as well, just to capture the last minute folks on absentees that haven't submitted their ballots yet. So,
right. Yes, that's what it's all about, getting detailed reports who haven't voted yet, and then you'll do a final mailing. Coming out actually the same time, you might want to consider voting all mailing all the Republicans like we're going to do for Vicky, because a lot of people are voting in person on August 6th.
Yes, correct. So, yeah, and one of our strategies is to mail to every voter in the county, as well as the absentees. So we have a couple different things coming out, and then we'll be running a couple local ads in the paper as well here through July, just to get the name out, our campaign platform, what we want to do, along with contact information. Just trying to hit it hard. You know, signs did well for us, but with missing so many of them, the investment there, I just don't think is worth it. We want to put some ads in the paper, get the word out to as many people as possible in a short amount of time.
Right. Absolutely. Well, again, for those of you listening in Mount Morenci County, I have personally endorsed Timothy Jacobs as his name on the ballot. Many of you know him as Tim Jacobs in Mount Morenci for years. But for the ballot, he used his legal name, his full legal name, Timothy Jacobs, for Mount Morenci County Clerk. And we appreciate you coming on the show and talking to the folks. And good luck. Keep knocking on doors and talking to the folks.
Thanks, brother. Have a good day.
You too. You get the same results with the same people. And if you're going to change anything in Mount Morenci County, like we're changing in Presque Isle County, like we're changing in Antrim, like we're doing in so many of these northern Michigan counties this year, folks, people have stepped up, decided to run for office. They're willing to roll up their sleeves and do the work to make changes to get things done right. That simple. And believe me, once they get elected, I'm going to hold them accountable, including my wife. She's not going to fall back and not stand up and fight for the people of Antrim County, just like Timothy Jacobs is going to stand up and fight for the people of Mount Morenci. Darren Darga is going to fight for the Presque Isle County people. We've got county commissioners, Brett Gooding. He's going to make a difference in Emmett County. We're going to hold them accountable after they get elected. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659. Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hey Antrim County Conservative Union's 5th Annual Fun Shoot, Big Roast, and U.S. Senate Shoot-Off. Saturday, July 27th, 2024, noon to 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. For all the details and tickets, go to their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-360-5125. Iron Pig Smokehouse Pork Dinner, Gun Range, Trump Gear, and Candidates. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. If you'd like my rant from hour number two, segment two, about the Bergman machine, just text me Bergman. You know, better yet, I'm going to make it even simpler. Bergman machine, like bowel movement, text me BM. Text me BM and I'll send you the link to the podcast. And all you got to do is share it with people. You can forward the text and it's right there. Click and play. Listen on demand. You want the Bergman machine? Text me BM. If you want Congressman Jack Bergman's contact information and the flyer for the debate that's coming up on July 11th, text me Jack. Then you contact Jack and say, you going to come to the debate? You going to come? Why won't you debate Josh Saul? How do you expect us to vote for you, Jack, if you don't come and debate an opponent? You can't put your head in the sand and act like he doesn't exist. That's not how you're going to win this primary, sir. With all due respect, you have to earn our vote. The way you earn the vote is you come to the debate on July the 11th in Gaylord, Ellison Place. Doors will open at 4. We'll have the first congressional district from 5 to 6. I'm going to change the flyer tonight when I get back from putting up signs. This is how it's done, Jack. You cannot avoid an opponent and expect people to vote for you. It's that simple. And I laid out the entire Bergman machine in hour two, segment two. You want to hear the podcast? Text me BM. Bergman machine. You want Jack contact? Text me Jack. Now, again, I have a little housekeeping I got to do. Mike Lindell is offering some huge discounts to clean out his old warehouse. He wants to get rid of the inventory. He's giving you guys special discounts. You go to the website, mypillow.com, buy some new pillows, the 2.0s, get a set of Giza Dream Sheets, and get a set of towels. Trust me, Vicky and I use all three of these every single night and morning. Go to checkout. See how much it is. 200, 300, 400, whatever. Type in the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, one word, no space. Hit apply. And see how much you save. Place your order today. We have got to clean out this old warehouse. He's building a new one, state of the art. It's got special scanners and barcodes and all kinds of just unbelievable storage, inventory storage capabilities. He's investing a lot of money in a new warehouse that will expedite the shipping of all the products on MyPillow.com. You need to help us clean out the old warehouse. So again, go to MyPillow.com, shop away, get to checkout, put in the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, one word, no space. Hit apply, see how much you save, 50, 60, 70. He said 80% off some of the products. 80% off. If it's a $100 product, people, you're paying $20. Clean out the warehouse. Help us do that. If you want the flyer for the debate, text me to debate. I'll send you the flyer for that for July the 11th. And then lastly, if you want a link to the flyer and the website for the Fun Shoot Pig Roast and U.S. Senate Shoot-Off, you're going to be hearing the commercials. Just text me PIG, P-I-G. Why? Because Ian Murphy of the Iron Pig Smokehouse is smoking our pork this year and going to be part of the event. He's going to be actually one of our speakers at the event. So greatly appreciate you guys doing that for us. Lots of events. I told you, I warned you, you had to save up $500 this year. Well, your tickets for the Fun Shoot Pig Roast is only $30 for adults, $15 for the teenagers. The kids 12 and under are free. And by the way, we're going to teach the little ones how to shoot 22s. Got to be at least 5 years old. Parents must be next to the child with the range safety officer and the instructor. You cannot drop your kids off and walk away. You have to stay with your kids, and you have to listen to the instructor just like your child. If the child doesn't understand, they look at the parent and question, like, I don't understand what he just told me. We'll get clarification before they pull the trigger. They will understand what they're shooting at. They'll see what's behind it. They'll understand the trigger guard. They'll understand the trigger. They'll understand squeeze, 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 squeeze until it goes off and be surprised. We'll teach them all that. Bring the little ones. We want a lot of kids at this event. A lot of kids. Because they need to learn about the Second Amendment. They need to learn about firearms. Tom Curtis from Curtis Gunsmithing is going to be there. If you got some firearms that you're thinking about selling, trading, getting a new firearm against the one you have, bring it. He'll give you appraisal. He'll contact you. He'll get you a great deal on another firearm to replace grandpa's old 12-gauge shotgun that knocks you on your butt every time you shoot it. You want a little 20-gauge, a little 410? He's got them. Brett Gooding, Tammy Gooding, Randy Walker will be our range safety officers plus others. It's going to be a great event. Sunny, blue skies, 80 degrees with about 10-mile-an-hour wind. The pin shoot's going to be set up for the U.S. Senators. We're going to give them 25 bullets to knock down 25 pins, see how good a shot they are. That's it for today's show. Appreciate you guys being part of it. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op has powered Northeast Michigan for more than 85 years. Now we're connecting it to the rest of the world through our new fiber network. Get ready for the PIE&G Connect broadband difference. The fastest speeds in Northeast Michigan, unlimited access, and exceptional reliability. Packages start at $54.95 per month with autopay. There's internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is noon.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that have